Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Core Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KORE and on the OTCQX under the symbol KOREF. I am chatting again with the president and CEO, Scott Treblecock. Now, it has been over a year since I last had Scott on the show. And I know we have a lot of new listeners and probably a lot of listeners that have lost touch with Core Mining. So to bring everybody up to speed, Core Mining is focused in California. The company has a number of projects. The main projects we're going to be talking about here are the Imperial Project. That is a PEA stage project with a resource already at 2.2 million ounces of 100% oxide material, as well as the Long Valley project. That project has 1.7 million ounces of gold, but from my understanding, that is more the growth through exploration because that deposit is still open. Scott, let's recap last year. Unfortunately, last year was a tough year for a lot of juniors. Core Mining had some external factors that really slowed you guys down, and a lot of that, from my understanding, dealt with the Bureau of Land Management in California. Can you take us through last year, some of the hiccups that the company had trying to move that Imperial project forward, please?
Yeah, absolutely, Corey. Thanks a lot for having me. We did face some challenges with the BLM last year. We had a large drill permit application called a plan of operations in with the BLM. Actually went in late 2020. And that was to drill on our Imperial project, the project that Corey mentioned, both at the main deposit where we were looking to do technical drilling to complete a feasibility study and move into permitting, as well as a whole bunch of holes out on the 28 kilometers of strike we have under license towards the Mesquite mine. So we had some great drill targets, really excited. But the BLM was not moving forward with advancing our PO. We were going into their office saying, hey, can we go out and do the cultural survey? Can we go out and do the bio survey? And we were basically getting slow play. We couldn't figure out why. And we finally got a meeting and a request back from them in August of last year where they explained to us why they hadn't advanced that plan of operations. And it turned out in the background, they were doing a legal review of all our claims to make sure that everything was, I's are dotted and T's are crossed before they advance anything. Because, NGOs challenge a lot of large drilling operations in the United States, not just a California thing. And they got to make sure that they don't have any, cracks in their armor that they can be, blocked by NGOs suing them. So in this legal process, they had chosen to, take a negative view of the validity of some of the mill site claims, some of the location we had put infrastructure on in our PA. And we just happened to have 11 of our 150 drill pads on those claims that they challenged and said, well, because of that, you can't process your PO. So we got caught up in their bureaucracy. We have now gone back and shown the market with a news release last week that the project is still viable, even if we don't use those claims and move somewhere else. And in fact, remains an incredibly strong project. We got about $500 million US NPV and an over 50% IRR even on those new mill site locations, at $1,900 gold. So we got a great project. We're now through that with the BLM. We are reprocessing two separate POs to move forward with exploration and development drill permitting separately. So we're back on track and processing. We're out talking to people again because, the share price got crushed as we, went through that to reconfiguring.
So what's some of the news flow investors should look forward to coming from the Imperial project, more so catalyst-wise then?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're out there right now doing a cultural survey and completing the EA on our exploration drilling plan of operations, which is being separately permitted. So that's advancing. Once that's done, we now have a reasonable timeline that's more sure to get that drill permit and get out there and put the first holes. So we could get that done as early as the end of this year or into early next year to get out there drilling. In the meantime, our exploration team is out, walking the arroyos, taking samples. We got 28 kilometers of strike between two old gold mines that sort of our Imperial deposit is centered between. And we've seen lots of great, interesting rock chips and soil samples. We've been following around artisanal miners. There's people out there with pickup truck dry panners walking away with ounces of gold, you know, out of these arroyos, which just tells you there's a lot of other gold to be found. And so we got some great exploration news releases coming. And then, you know, we got a drill permit to go drill at Long Valley. So we got stuff happening this year, even though we're waiting through the, you know, most of this year to get that first drill permit in Imperial.
Okay, let's talk about Long Valley then, because it sounds like this is closer to drilling this year, at least earlier on this year. Give us an update on Long Valley and when a drill could be there, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got our permit from, we're on U.S. Forest Service land, also federal permitting. We got our permit from the U.S. Forest Service in the fall of last year. However, it was about 30 days past when we thought we'd mobilize a drill, and we lost the drill to another project, and we're unable to secure a drill rig in the United States for a small project last year. It was a really tight market for drillers. So then the snow came, and we got you know, blocked out of the project by weather until the to the spring. So by permit, we can't start drilling till July 1st. So we plan to secure a driller and get out there and test some of those resource growth targets for that 1.7 million ounce deposit. We think we can make it a lot bigger, and we've got some real exciting drill targets planned there. Again, we can get out there and drill by permit on July 1st.
Any information on these targets then? What has you most encouraged? What are you going to attack early on in that program?
So, you know, the Long Valley deposit is a fully intact epithermal gold system. It comes right to surface, so you can see the altered gold mineral. You can pick up rocks right on surface that typically run gold. So we know the deposit extends. We got to get out and test some of that with the actual drilling to see how contiguous it is. But most importantly, we're excited about the potential at depth. The project was only ever drilled for oxides at surface on a very shallow average 60 meters depth. So it's really a thin veneer on what could be a very deep-rooted sulfide system. So we want to put some deeper holes into that sulfide system and see if we can generate some underground opportunity to add to the, you know, heap leachable material we did the PEA on in 2020.
What's the availability of drill rigs been like? Because I know in California, in the U.S. broadly, some companies have had some issues with these rigs. What can you tell us in terms of your guys' experience?
So because we were trying really hard to get a drill rig operating on that Long Valley project in the fall of last year, we've had a regular dialogue with a whole bunch of the contractors. So we were on them early. We did a drill bid process in Q1, and we believe we've got a driller and a drill secured. So we should be seeing some news about that in the coming weeks.
So where does the company stand cash-wise then? When you do get a drill on the ground at first at Long Valley and then, well, eventually at Imperial, whenever that might be, what does the company stand with cash-wise?
Yeah, at our last, we disclosed cash. We had about $3.5 million of working capital. We only plan to do, as a phase one, $1 million of drilling at Long Valley. Obviously, if we're successful and we generate some amazing results, we'd like to go out and, you know, market those and raise some more capital to keep going. That would only be for about a 2,500 to 3,000 meter program, but we can do up to 14,000 meters under our permits on that project. So typical junior, we'd like to generate results. And if the market likes those results and we catch some tailwinds in the market, go raise some more capital to keep drilling. Or if not, we'll you know, save that drill program for later.
Okay, so Scott, we'll wrap it up here. Just nice to bring everybody up to speed on what Coeur Mining is now doing after what was a tough year, but hey, that could offer some opportunity for investors if they like that story and like the plans of moving both these projects forward. Please keep us up to date on future news, especially on the permitting front and especially when it comes to getting a drill on Long Valley. If anybody has any follow-up questions, you can email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get Scott to address those. And yeah, Scott, keep us up to date on future news. Thanks for the update today.
Great. Thanks, Corey.